ain't gonna lie, A-Mac, this is the hardest rap song out right now. He was in studio last week with DJ Academics over on WPGC. Shout out to Ack, brought me over there, got me dabbing up. It was cool bit, bro.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They recorded it in the afternoon.
Yeah, uh-huh. DJ Academics, uh-huh. G Herbo, uh-huh. and yourself.
Right. Three goats. Final hour of power coming up here on the Team 980. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Chris Russell. He is back with you. Coming up on Monday, what I want to get into now is this. And you can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. Touched on this a little bit last night. And we'll open it up this way. Have these negotiations between Washington and McLaurin, do they have you looking at Adam Peters any differently? Because I've heard mixed reviews from some of the callers and some of the tweeters on the old X app. I've heard folks go, we finally got a real GM, so let him do his job. I've also heard folks say, well, what the hell is Adam thinking? I've actually flip-flopped, shocker, the same exact way. Some mornings I wake up going, damn, Adam, just pay the dude. Other mornings I wake up saying, Your Highness, do whatever you want because you're the best talent evaluator I've ever had on my favorite football team ever. So, like, the one thing that Graz hit on earlier that really stuck to me, this is an analytics-driven organization. Like, a lot of their decisions are based off of analytics. And when you are an organization that leans into analytics, normally the numbers make the decisions for you, right? I'm not saying that it's one size fit all, and I don't think it should be that way, especially when you consider this current negotiation with Terry. But, like, Adam Peters is just sticking to his playbook. There is a semblance of respect that I'm gaining for Adam Peters during this process, if I'm being honest. The easy thing to do is cave and say, screw it. Let's just pay him. I'm tired of hearing people write, Wasn't that a dumb thing to say? I'm tired of reading people's work slandering me. I'm tired of hearing the calls on Linnell's show saying that I don't know what I'm doing. I'm tired of Linnell saying that it's crazy and organizational malpractice if we don't give him an AAV that starts with three. I give AP a lot of respect for not caving in the situation. I genuinely do. Because, like I continue to say, the easy thing to do is just go, yeah, pay him. I'm tired of hearing all the noise and the hubbub. Let's just pay him. What they're doing is following their playbook. And because this is such a analytics-based organization, the numbers, a lot of the times, give you the answers and make the decisions for you. But in terms of, like, how we view Adam Peters, Mark and Largo with just a crazy call earlier. I don't know why he took so many shots at our guy Craig Hoffman. That was just totally uncalled for. But I guess his point was, we do here locally have an affinity for Adam Peters. We move as if AP can do no wrong. And I think, like, that's fair, but
he's made some good deals, though. Like,
he's made some amazing deals.
Let's give him his credit. Like, he's improved this roster so much.
But this is the thing. Has he? You take Jaden Daniels off of the Commanders roster. This is a 7-8 win team.
Yeah.
So how good is the roster?
I mean, my thing is you have to think about when he took this team in.
Right.
Like, it was a lot of one-year deals. And I think it takes time to build in the draft, get young players.
They got to develop.
There's still a lot of one-year deals on this team and deals that are up in the air next year.
Right.
So I think that, like, the moves that he's pulled off, we have to give him credit for. And I think, for me, this is me personally, not a Commanders fan, newsflash, but I think we should just take our time to kind of make a judgment on AP, specifically with this deal.
So, to me, the deal, I don't know how much we could judge him off the deal, because I get why they're, you know, digging their heels in. It makes sense if you look at it from their perspective. The roster moves and the decision-making, I think, is interesting. And it kind of lends me to speak about it this way. Hey, Mac, how would you react if I told you I think Dan Quinn is more valuable to the organization than Adam Peters? I think Dan Quinn, outside of Jayden Daniels and the ownership group, I think Dan Quinn is the most important piece of this entire franchise right now. And I think he is the main reason why last year went the way that it went. Obviously, picking the right quarterback mm-hmm. helps, but like, you could have picked the right quarterback and then put him in a terrible environment. They did not do that.
Yeah.
I think Dan Quinn, throughout the first 2 years here, the first year and a half, I guess, his importance to me, greater than Adam Peters.
Well, I mean, doesn't Adam Peters have to do with the reason he's hired?
There's that.
Yeah. So
they didn't even really, according to some folks, like, they didn't even want Dan Quinn.
But. Yeah, there was a few people in front of him, right, mm-hmm. that they interviewed. But I think that, like, just historically, I would disagree just because of where Adam Peters comes from. Mm-hmm. Like, San Francisco, what they've done, how they've drafted, how they develop talent, not just top of the draft guys, but, like, deep round guys, how they've come and panned out. And then also, you know, again, what he's done this first year, his first couple of years here. And we know what Dan Quinn has also had success, but just coming up short in the Super Bowl and his time with Dallas, you know, there were issues there that I think we can specifically highlight.
So I agree mostly with what you've said. I just feel like, first of all, it's me. I'm being selfish for a second. I'm having some nostalgia as like a 27-year-old lifelong fan of the org, you know, DMV guy through and through. I didn't think what's happening right now, I didn't think it was possible, man. I honestly didn't believe that it was possible. And to me, man, when we look back at last year and why it went the way that it went, Dan Quinn and the environment that he is fostering here in the nation's capital, I think is the driving force behind the success. It's the reason why Jayden Daniels, you know, obviously, you draft a guy that has, you know, the right tools and is wired the right way. You draft the right guy that fits your culture. Dan Quinn obviously played a huge hand in that. But when you think about a guy like a Frankie Louvu that is now, we're talking about him as the heart and soul of this defense. They brought in Frankie Louvu, yes, because he's a good player. But their ability to carve out roles for guys, I think, is like a super special trait and something that Dan Quinn is like excellent at. He carved out a role for Frankie Louvu. He didn't bring him here and scream position flex and throw his hands up like a certain former Washington head coach. But like with guys like Louvu and Dorrance Armstrong, Tyler Biadasz, his ability to get guys to outkick their coverage, like, it's a very underrated trait, man, because it's got us looking at every move that Adam Peters makes and go, mm-hmm, best move ever. Dan Quinn makes those moves work, is how I look at it.
So can I ask you a question to piggyback off that? Because I think this is an interesting – I think we have two people that are really good at their position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like the quarterback versus running back.
Right.
Like, you can find another running back, you can't find another. Which one do you think, in terms of an organization, is more valuable, a GM or a head coach?
I want to open up the phones on that at 301-230-0980. Who is more valuable right now to the Washington Commanders? Is it Dan Quinn or is it Adam Peters? And how has this Terry McLaurin negotiation impacted the way that you view Adam Peters? 301-230-0980 is the number. Who is more impactful? Who is more important to this Washington Commanders rebuild, this Washington Commanders organization, Adam Peters or Dan Quinn? EJ is in D.C., wants to chime in. What's up, EJ?
Yeah, I know I'm a little off subject, Manel, and I thank you for taking my call, right?
For sure.
But I just want to say one thing, and I hope you let me explain this. What I'm saying is, I hear people calling in, right, saying Terry McLaurin is no Jerry Rice, and he's not this, and he's not that. They're saying this today. He just needs to take this amount of money, and he should do this, and he should do all this, right? But at the same time, I heard them say the same thing when Trent Williams was going through his spat with the organization. He wasn't no good. Grant and Danny, Sheen, the junkies, he wasn't no good. He had a marijuana dirty 3 years before that even happened. And they went on and on and on. And I heard a guy just call in there and say, Terry should take this, and that's what he should take, and that's that, and this and that. But you know what? Before this, Terry was everything we had for the last 5 years. If you take him and Trent Williams, them are the best players that we had in this organization in the last 20 years.
Honestly, if you take out the quarterback, I think the quarterback will end up in that convo too, EJ. But I pick up what you're putting
down. Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. That's why I didn't put him
right.
In.
No, I pick up what you're putting down.
I like to let them earn. Yeah, but that's all I'm saying is you, Brian Mitchell, Doc Walker, Logan Paulson, never heard y'all say nothing about what a man is worth. He shouldn't get this or that. You get the junkies. Sheen, all of them can tell you what somebody worth. And ain't none of them stepped on the football field in their life.
EJ, I appreciate you. As always, I want to get back to, and I guess we didn't even give EJ a chance to answer the question at hand, but I get his point. Like, the Terry thing is really opened up the floodgates on, like, how people really feel about guys in the organization. And I'm talking about the fans, mostly, like, all the guys who he listed, Sheehan, Junks, like, we're paid to give opinions. They give their opinion. I have no problem with it. I have no problem with how any of them discuss anything, honestly. They're all super talented, super tremendous dudes. But when you think about where this organization is right now, expectations, Super Bowl expectations, realistic Super Bowl expectations for the first time in a long time, you got the franchise quarterback. The fan base is reinvigorated. Ownership is, you know, providing all the resources you need to be elite. When you put all that into consideration, and then you think about the players that have been picked and brought in here, you think about the coaching staff that has been put together and brought in here. The Commanders, in terms of their outlook for the next 3 to 5 years, it's as good as any team in the National Football League. Why, though? 301-230-0980. Who is more important to the Washington Commanders, Adam Peters or Dan Quinn? Your call's next. 301-230-0980 is the number. Tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. I'll take you up to 4 o'clock. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, will take you on your afternoon drive home. What we're discussing right now, who is more important to the Washington Commanders right now? Is it the head coach, Dan Quinn, or is it the GM, Adam Peters? Because to me, yes, AP hired Dan Quinn technically, so he deserves some credit for what DQ is doing as well. But I think when you think of the culture and the environment that they fostered there in Ashburn, yes, Adam Peters has to, you know, pick players that will be able to jive with that culture and blend into that culture seamlessly. But I just look at the environment that DQ has created, and I think it's the reason why everyone's allowed to be who they are, right? The offensive coaching staff that he put together, deep, versatile crew that's littered with former players. And that's like a trend on this coaching staff, is that it's littered with former NFL players. And that means something. Means something when that's like someone coming in here, a young up-and-coming radio host, respectfully, like, I'm brand spanking new in the thing, my breath still smells like Similac. It's different when I give advice to a young up-and-coming broadcaster versus when Kevin Sheehan gives advice to a young up-and-coming broadcaster. Sheehan's been around the block before. Sheehan has a track record of success. Like, it hits different when you're a player getting coached by a former player, someone that's been in your shoes, walked in your shoes. And I love it, man. I got the chance to, this is an off-the-record conversation, but, you know, I love me some Coach Tapp, man. Daryl Tapp brings the juice, and he's going to get the recognition he deserves when this defensive line goes out and balls the way that they do, right? Joe Witt Jr., love him and love his personality. Dan Quinn is responsible for that. And I think the culture trickles down to the way they play on the field. What did Joe Witt Jr. say when he was first introduced to our lifestyle, our play style ain't for everybody? It's simply not. And I go back to Dan Quinn with all of this. Gets the most out of guys, the routine, the schedule, his willingness to lean on the assistants so they're never disgruntled. They always feel important and a part of what's going on. I think Dan Quinn, as much as we praise him, I think he's still severely underrated in terms of his important level to this organization. What say you, though? 301-230-0980 is the number. Who is more important to the success of the Washington Commanders? And someone just tweeted at me. Does it sound like I'm trying to pit the two against each other? That's not at all what I'm doing. Adam Peters, for the first time since he's been here, is finally getting public blowback for something that he's doing. Negotiating with Terry on this deal is the first time he's even opened himself up to be scrutinized by this fan base. So I wonder, in lieu of that, right, one, are you looking at him differently based off of the negotiation? And two, ultimately, like when you get down to the nitty-gritty, who is more responsible? Who was more responsible for last year's success and the success and the future of this thing moving forward? Is it the GM or is it the head coach? Let's go to Gary out in Maryland. What's chiming in? What's up, Gary?
Yeah, hey, listen. As long as they're all rowing in the same direction, doesn't matter to me who's the best, who gets the credit. It's when, and that includes the owner. It's when people have different opinions, different agendas. Mm-hmm. Agendas is when you start paying a stupid tax, like when Washington drafted RG3 in the first round and Kirk Cousins in the third round, or like with the Browns now,
yep,
with Shadur in the fifth round and that other kid they picked in the third round. That's when you start paying a stupid tax, which you pay for years. And speaking of Shadur, look. This is for the fans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the brother. Was it EJ from DC?
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm not trying to be Terry McLaurin's spiritual advisor, his financial advisor, his agent. I'm not trying to do that. I'm not an analytics guy, so I'm not trying to do Adam Peterson's job either. But I know what I saw, just like Shadur. I know what I saw. When Jaden Daniels got hurt last year and he had to come out and Marcus Mariota came into the game, he threw 50-50 balls to Terry McLaurin all the way down the field. When they got down to the end zone, he threw two or three balls to him before they got the touchdown. Now, Marcus Mariota is a number one. He watched preseason. He watched the season. He watched. When he got in, he went to Terry exclusively. So that tells me something.
Mm-hmm.
So, all you fans, are, you know, I know it's getting tight, and yeah, you're fans. I get it, but they don't have T. Higgins or Justin Jefferson or any of those other guys. Their number one is Terry McLaurin. Hey, that man.
I dig it, brother. I appreciate you as always, Gary. So I agree, and I don't want this to be misconstrued as always. You know, trying to. He's trying to pit the two against each other. No, it's fascinating to me because this is the first time since AP has been here that he is being scrutinized, that people are upset with what he's not doing in this particular situation, and that is paying Terry McLaurin. So in light of that, when we look at this thing big picture, who's more important to the operation? Is it Adam Peters or is it Dan Quinn? Little is in Bowie. Wants to chime in. What's up, Little?
Big fella, what's going on? Shout out to the man. Amen. Man, I say both of them on Linnell. I'm going to tell you now, man. The way I look at it, Terry under contract. He got to look at what the team and the players that do contract moving forward so we can get this team together. Stop thinking about yourself. Think about what you can get and be satisfied because let me use this one situation as a parable. We bring in that guy Austin Eckler, right, on a 2-year contract.
Mm-hmm.
And the year he had last year, don't you think some lot of teams would have been trying to get him this year? Of course.
Yep.
Let Peters do his job. Terry got to realize now, and I know he's listening too. Terry got to realize, man, look, it's a team concept to get this thing right. I can't believe Ricardo went hard on my man Peters. We was 2 hours away from the Super Bowl game, man. What kind of come on, man? Come on, man. Look, we ain't getting the hood with no more like that little fella we had. What's that last manager we had under Snyder, that little teeny dude? He just okay, you sign off any goddamn body. We ain't getting the hood with no more moving forward, man. The way I look at it, Linnell, big fella, look, you know we get this state of ESPN coming this way, right?
I'm sure.
You got a spot. You got a spot, man. I personally know the big fella. We had ESPN in D.C. a few years back. I know the big fella that went to Maryland University. Hey, personally know him.
Hey, Little, you know everybody, hey, brother. You're the king of the city, brother. I know what it is.
I'm a young legend because I played with East Capital Redskins, the semi-pro team. Had a hell of a high school game at Ballou. You know, our quarterback was Greg Fuller. What makes me feel good, Greg Fuller took Wilson to 3 championships. You see what I'm saying? So I dwell on the local. I'm biased about the local.
I know that. But you're biased about the local, but I give it to you. You keep it 100 about the Commanders. 301-230-0980 is the number. Maybe we'll be joined by a certain Super Bowl winning tight end before we put a bow on things and hand it over to Doc Walker. But I want to get into this Madden thing when we come back. Madden 2026, get ready to come out. And yesterday, the 99 Club, either yesterday or the day before, the 99 Club was dropped. There's 7 members of it. I'll try my best to try and guess those 7 members. Plus, I'll tell you where the Madden gurus rank Terry McLaurin in the video game amongst the top 10 guys in the NFL. You'll be stunned to hear that. We'll let you hear it next. I wonder if he thinks about the only reason that he's relevant is because of Drake.
I didn't know if you would know the song this early.
I mean,
it's a grave song.
It's the only.
Some of y'all just gonna talk. Linnell just gonna talk, y'all.
301-230-0980 is the number. Right here on the Chris Russell Show. Linnell Willingham sitting in for Chris Russell. Back with you on Monday. Boy, the Rooster. I know how much it kills Russell to not be working because he lives and he eats and breathes and sleeps this stuff because he's a super hardworking cat. He is going to be all fired up coming back on Monday. I can't wait. I want to get into something lighter here right now while we got some time. Madden. Favorite game of mine. One of my favorite games. The only video game that I actually play nowadays, man, because I'm at that point in life where I think I may be outgrowing the PlayStation. And by the way, if you are consuming your video games or playing your video games on any console other than a PlayStation, shame on you. You look like you have an Xbox, AMAC.
Come on now. I'm only the best of the best, pimp.
So you have a PlayStation?
PlayStation 5.
Thank you. I knew you weren't all the way crazy. Madden coming out in a couple of weeks, and we're starting to get the top 10 rankings at each position in the game. Jaden Daniels comes in as the 10th ranked quarterback in Madden 2026 with an 85 overall. Jaden Daniels has the same overall as Baker Mayfield. They gave Jalen Hurts a higher overall than Jaden Daniels. Jalen Hurts is an 86 overall. Egregious. Egregious.
I think it's the Super Bowl.
I don't care. He's not. There's no planet. There's no world, no universe that exists where Hurts is better than Jaden Daniels. I just can't go there with him. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, 2 of the 7 in the 99 Club. So I'm cheating here by finding this out. I now know 3 members of the 99 Club because I'm seeing it right here. Josh Allen's 99, Lamar Jackson's 99, and then I know Saquon's got to be a 99.
Okay, can you give me the other 4?
Based off of the year he had. The other 4, Myles Garrett.
You are correct.
So now I got three
more? 3 more, yeah.
In the 99 Club.
Mm-hmm. You got Lamar, you got Josh,
yeah.
You got Miles. See, this is what I didn't want you to guess, because you guessed Patrick Mahomes yesterday.
Yeah, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, I wondered if you hadn't seen this list, if you would have guessed any more quarterbacks other than, or if you would have guessed those 2 quarterbacks.
So Lamar should have won MVP last year. Josh Allen got it. Just same reason Michael Jordan, excuse me, same reason other guys in the NBA get MVPs when they don't deserve it. the media members felt bad for Josh. There's no reason Lamar should have been MVP. So I knew those two would be in the 99 club.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are the only three quarterbacks, though, right?
No, there's only two. Those are only two. Pat is not on this.
Oh, Pat's not in the 99 club?
No, no.
Oh, so you bamboozled me just
no,
now.
Well, I was saying, my point was like, you saw the list and you guessed him yesterday. You were wrong.
Right, okay, bet.
But you guessed him yesterday. I wondered if you would have had them to.
I'm an idiot. I'm looking at it right here. Hold the hell on, Madden.
Where is Patrick Mahomes on
the list? In what world? See, I call the Four Horsemen what I describe him as, right? Burrow, Allen, Lamar, and Patty.
Mm-hmm.
The Four Horsemen.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is this. There's no conversation that I've ever had when talking about the Four Horsemen, and I don't like to rank them, but I would never put Mahomes last. And that's how Madden has him ranked. Mahomes is ranked the lowest out of the Four Horsemen.
I think Madden leans into statistics last year. And
his stats weren't,
statistically speaking, Pat was, he did come in last year.
I'll give him that.
Straight I'm not going to try that word
anymore.
He was
in the Super Bowl, though.
With straight stats. Yeah?
I don't know. So, who else in the 99 club? Let's run through real quick.
Okay.
Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Lamar Jackson.
Joe Burrow's not in
he's
there.
He's not. He's 95.
Yeah.
Or 97, rather.
You're looking. This is so bad.
Burrow. Yeah, I know. It's been a long day. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Saquon Barkley.
And you said Myles Garrett.
Myles Garrett. So there's three more guys.
Yes. One of these, I'm confident you will not get.
Because I know there's an offensive lineman in here. One of the left tackles across the league has a 99 overall.
Do you know that?
Because I just know how the game works. Is it Trent? Is Trent the 99
club? I thought it should be Trent. It is not Trent.
Well, if it's not Trent, then do they give it to Penei Sewell?
It is not Penei Sewell. I'm telling you, I don't think this guy is.
Is it Jordan Mailata?
It's not even. Same team.
It's Lane?
Yes.
Lane, a right tackle?
Yes.
They love the Eagles. And Lane's a dog.
Lane is good, but I don't think he's the. Like, you named off four tackles. I would argue that all of those tackles, I would take them before I would take Lane.
You think. We genuinely value the left tackle position more than right tackle, so I think that's coloring the conversation here, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, okay, so Lane Johnson's five? Like, in terms of the 99 guys, AMAC. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Myles Garrett, Lane Johnson,
yes.
Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
There are two more guys in the 99 club.
Yeah, this should be a layup for you.
This is easy.
Yeah.
This is easy. 99 overall. I think the last two are Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase.
Yep, correct.
There we go.
I helped you out a lot. I like to give myself a hand clap for being a great teammate.
You did help me out. So let's get to the Madden rankings relative to the Commanders here for a second. Jaden Daniels comes in, I just mentioned, 10th best quarterback in the game, tied with Baker Mayfield with an 85 overall. We beg to differ on that. But I want to ask the callers at 301-230-0980. Out of the top 10 wide receivers in the NFL, where do you think the Madden gurus put Terry McLaurin? Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase are in the 99 club. Dude, they got Amon-Ra St. Brown. These receiver rankings suck. Madden, your game is stupid. Because now I'm not even about to sit here and play it. I'm not even about to sit here and play around. I really don't understand how this is going. I'm going to give you all the rankings. First of all, Terry McLaurin's ranked too high. They have him as the sixth best wide receiver in the game at a 94 overall. But this is what's more egregious. In what world is Amon-Ra St. Brown better than A.J. Brown?
What world is Terry better than A.J. Brown?
Very true. Like, in what world? This is stupid. Mike Evans greater than A.J. Brown? Come on, yo. Madden, do better, bro. Where's Chad Ochocinco? Any of the ratings adjuster during the season?
They probably didn't like the fact that he pulled out a book. You know, that hurt out. Yeah. That hurt his PR
a lot last year. Maybe that hurt him. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just this is frustrating to me. I actually care about this stuff because I play the game. I'm going to get the game when it comes out in a couple weeks. They're saying, I just don't know. There's no world. and I love Terry. There's no world in which Terry McLaurin should be ranked higher than A.J. Brown in a video game. Even in a video game, he's not better than him. The DLC Rick Doc Walker comes your way at 4 o'clock. I just got a text from his PR person. I think he's actually going to join us next. We'll do a little crosstalk as we get you geared up for 3 hours of the doctor next here on the Team 980. One final segment left to go with the youngest in charge, Linnell Willigan, before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll take you on your afternoon drive home, sitting in for Craig Hoffman for today and tomorrow. Craig going to be back on Monday, if I'm not mistaken, right,
Craig will be back. No, Craig will be back Friday.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, wow. Friday?
Tomorrow's Friday.
Okay, he's on tomorrow.
I know the days are running together. I wanted to bring you on to actually...
I will be in for the cock-a-doodle-doo. I'm replacing you tomorrow.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Yeah, well, I get to work with my favorite producer.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
Are you talking about... So he's not your favorite producer?
No,
then.
I do. I get to work tomorrow. He's afraid of me.
No, I'm not in
but
tomorrow.
He's got to work with me.
Well, no, he...
Oh, that's right. He bailed out.
Yeah.
He got scared. He got scurred.
Yeah, he didn't want to...
Yeah, I forgot. He couldn't handle it. That's okay.
You know what they say, if you can't take the heat. If you can't take the heat...
Maybe I'll get him in postgame. But it's weeks of... His days are numbered.
Yeah, I know.
Every day I wake up, I got one day closer to AMAC.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I've been giving him trouble the last couple of days about the Giants. And we had Dan Graziano on earlier. And Dan's in the middle of an answer, and AMAC gets in my ear and goes, y'all, you're not going to talk about the Giants?
Yeah, I heard they had a – you know, it was on, reminded me like a flag. Because flag is big. I love flag.
But you gonna make sure there's a check available for you or anything. You refuse to talk down on flag football. I know you don't like flag football.
I love flag.
You do?
You see some of the catches? The best catch I've ever seen after the flag game. Some freak did it about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about.
It was unbelievable. I'm seeing catches. Yeah, no, I love it. But plus, especially boys and the girls, and they're not playing freaking video games.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So I'm such a proponent of physical movement for young kids. Oh, I love it. But I love it was like, here's a guy's all-pro, future Hall of Famer, maybe. And they went nuts. Over a planned, structured, setup practice. And I just go, it's just this way it is now. And I'm not overreacting to it. I'm going to embrace it and realize that the sports is picking up more fans. They're on the outside looking in, but it's cool.
I did want to ask you real quick a non-Commanders item, because as we get geared up for the start of the regular season, we got football tonight, Doc. There's football tonight. Yeah. Chargers and Lions get to see Trey Lance versus Hendon Hooker. Trey Lance, former failed top five pick of the 49ers. Hendon Hooker would have been a first-round quarterback if he did not tear his ACL in his final year at the University of Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I asked this to Dan Graziano. As we are starting to get closer to the start of the regular season, I think Philadelphia is the team that everyone's gunning for right now as the defending champs.
Do you think that's odd?
No, I don't think it's odd. Okay. I'm asking.
You said
I'm saying that
you thought you were surprised.
No, I'm saying that to say this. Who do you believe, I guess, in the NFC and in the AFC has the best chance of knocking off Philadelphia? I think in the AFC it's pretty clear and obvious. Like Kansas City has been in the AFC championship game ever since I've been in college. Like dating back to my college days, every year, that's where you got to put them.
Yeah, I'm the only hesitance I'd have. And again, this is a summer question that's almost like fantasy.
Yeah.
Because
and we know you don't,
know
you don't do
alive.
Fantasy.
I don't even know who's going to make your team. I have no idea.
I have no idea who's going to be alive by the time the opener. It's crazy.
I have no idea who's even going to be on their team. But if I go with who has the best running game and who has the best defensive front, because if you can't stop the run, you'll never beat Philly ever.
Yeah.
And if you can't control the ball and take it away from them, you're never going to beat them. So I don't give a damn who's playing wide receiver for who. They ain't going to be the person that does it. The person that does it is going to be structurally built like a brick manure house because they are built, they're indestructible.
Yeah.
The only thing that stops them is injuries.
I'm willing to take it this far, Doc, and I know maybe people are going to say, oh, it's recency bias. Of the 2000s, like, that Philadelphia team we've seen is one of the best teams we've seen in this century in terms of their dominance on the offensive line and the defensive line. We got people Look, Jalen Hurts catches a lot of flack because he's insulated beautifully. They've done a good job building the roster. But they're so dominant up front. We should have expected Saquon Barkley to do what he did last year. He almost
did it with the Giants.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously.
A-Mac is
how good he is. He was with the Giants.
Exactly.
And almost pulled this stuff off. They just never had the other components to get in more possessions.
So you say a team that's got to
have...
more
dominant. The other thing, if you look at this, and that's why it's such a contradiction about training camp. Everything we do is insane. Because what some of us focus on has absolutely nothing to do with what's going to make a team good. It's just what makes you look good that day.
Yeah.
So we want to be satisfied daily. And the only way you can do that is to stretch the truth a little bit, and it's the aerial game. Because the running game is completely irrelevant in camp.
Well, we saw it today. Second fully padded practice of camp. So this is practice number two.
No, when you come off rest, they had a day of rest, though.
And they came off
rest. And that means it's ferocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got their teeth punched in on Monday when they put the pads on versus defense today.
Always wins first down.
Today, though, oof, saw some wham action. You saw some misdirection stuff. This offensive line did such a good job firing off the ball and creating lanes. With that group last year and the way that this running game fell off down the stretch, I'm asking you this from the perspective of a player. Mm-hmm. I continue to say dudes were banged up. Cosme was hurt. Biotis was hurt. If you're on the team and you know that your guy is banged up, would you rather have him out there at 75% and him get his ass kicked a couple of times or put the backup in? Who's 100%?
Well, no, it depends on who the guy
who
is.
It is. Yeah, okay. I get it.
He's better hurt or injured or whatever than most. That's only because he's the gift he has.
Yeah.
That's like Mahomes being nicked. It's like Jalen when he was nicked a couple of days.
Yeah.
Was the backup better than him? No, nobody is.
Yeah.
Because he's still a threat to do something the defense doesn't know he's capable of doing or not.
Yeah.
So when five is there, it's what they do to the staffs that have to face them.
It's the stress.
Don't know what – it gives you such leverage when that guy is an athlete. But his gift is his accuracy. That was a year one, and if we went by and critically dissected his tape, we'd say, you see how many passes you gave up in the middle of the field? He might have been the MVP of the league last year.
If he would have hit some of these,
they'd have caught a few more.
Yep.
That's how good this dude is capable of being. He is so far ahead. And the other guy is the kid in Denver. Don't sleep.
To my Bo.
Don't sleep.
I like Bo.
Got
his wide receiver paid.
And he's got he's got the brain trust.
Well, yeah, they have Washington. Like
the
Cliff and DQ.
They all been there.
Yeah,
they're not experimenting. They've all been there. Now they got to get this group to buy in to get them back to it. Don't sleep on Denver. That's like the Raiders, it should be garbage, but not with Pete.
Well, no. He's allergic to failure.
Yeah, exactly. So this could be one of the best years we've had. It may kill you at those that are wagering.
Yeah, right.
Because
there'll be upsets galore.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Because legitimately, unless injuries come in.
Honestly, that's a hell of a point.
Thanks.
In terms of the parity around the league.
Hey, A-Mac.
It's
I got a compliment.
From the youngest child. Yeah, and that's something.
No, Toby's not here.
That is my golf now.
Toby will be back. He'll be on Hopeland Des Moines baseball, Toby. We got Tom Lavero.
Joining you today? Big Game Tom's joining.
Big Game Tom is coming out of his basement to join us today. And Ben Standick is coming out the box. So it's going to be fun.
You have a program lined up.
Yeah.
I want to go back to something you said real quick. I know we got to get ready to hand it off to you officially.
Am I going to be able to put this on my timesheet?
Hey, Mac, do you hear this? Do you hear it, young man? He's something. The parody, if I was to ask a dude, and I wouldn't even ask you this question because I know you're going to sidestep it and tap dance.
No, I don't ever sidestep anything. You just don't like the truth.
Is there a clear-cut worst team in the NFL this year? Your parody comment hit home. There's no team on your schedule unless you've got, to face New Orleans or, Cleveland.
Remember how people were joning on Jacksonville?
Mm-hmm. And then they
were joning on. But you got to say, whoever you're picking out, who's the quarterback?
Right. And that's why I picked these teams out. There's no certainty at that position.
Exactly. If you got no certainty, and again, I go back to it's old school. Who's the back?
Yeah. Who's the back? Who's the quarterback? And who's your D line? Yeah.
Yeah. It never failed. That's it is the least situations that are discussed now in talk radio, because they're not good talk radio topics.
They're not. They're not sexy. They're not fun. They're not imaginative. But you know, I love talking about the trenches, Doc. I mean, that's all I knew, because that's.
Yeah, well,
despite what the people may
that's
think,
how you got your education.
You know, that's all I know.
Yeah,
that's gonna do it though for the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is
what's the handle again?
It is at NELL underscore BTP. And you check me out later tonight, 6:30 to 10 on 106.7 The Fan. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, comes your way next.